out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live. You know, doing something, racing, barreling, hurtling at you. From Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, your favorite mobile app, or tablet app, or phablet app, or whatever fucking app that you use to get podcasts. We're probably on it. If we're not, let us know. Of course, you may not be listening to us then.
Oh, yeah, that's
the
true.
The paradox.
Oh, shit.
However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the flipping fuck out of it. We are going to be here for the next couple of hours throwing slings and arrows.
Oh, yes.
Of outrageous fortune at the idiotitude of the right.
Outrageous fortune. Who was in that? That's a movie from the 80s or something.
Oh, boy.
God. That sounds like
wasn't
Bette Midler, right?
Bette from Midler. Cheers.
Oh, fuck yeah. Diane. No.
Diane. Yeah. The first, before Kirstie Alley took over.
Oh, that's right.
And Kirstie Alley really wasn't bad.
No, not at all.
But she wasn't Diane.
No.
It's just hard to do.
Right. Why would you ever leave Cheers? That's the dumbest fucking move.
We'll work on 21st century references in a little bit, everyone.
That's right.
Meanwhile, tweet us during the show if you like, at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. Hurl
Did
us
you
a message.
Say your name?
I don't think so. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And a shout out to all those mayors of the sanctuary cities that declined to go to the meeting with the White House. Good job, guys. Tweet. Mayor of New Orleans. Can you believe that? I would just think that guy would be a Republican and be some like conservative dickhead.
Well, New Orleans, they have a Democratic governor, Bobby Jindal.
Yes.
Shat the bed so profoundly there and fetidly.
Yes.
That they actually put a Democrat in the governorship.
That's amazing. That's amazing. A Southern governor could ruin it for the GOP.
Tweet us during the show at Crab Diving, like I said, or join us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, where everybody that's cool hangs the fuck out.
That's right.
And don't forget, if you want to help us out at Screaming Liberal Media, you can, we don't hit you with any advertisements or anything. You can send us a buy shit on the internet.
Oh, yes.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, whatever you buy. We get a tiny little commissione.
Oh, wee wee.
And it helps us out here. Thanks to those that do.
Thank you.
We appreciate the hell out of it. It helps every little shekel. Helps keeps the lights on.
It keeps the lights on.
Helps keeps the lights on.
Yes. Pay us.
It helps keeps the lights on.
Right.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God.
That's a good one.
Lots going on in the world. It's a busy news day.
Oh, is it?
It seems to be Robert Mueller's probe.
Oh, yes.
Seems to be getting right up to the sweet spot.
Oh, wow.
As it appears that he is closing in on people closer to Trump. We found out that Jeff Bosesh last week had slithered over and somehow taking a meeting.
Oh, yes.
That nobody knew about. Like you were saying, how do they do that? Doesn't anybody notice the attorney general, little squirrel-faced rat fuck that he is?
Yeah. I would think there would be reporters just following that rat fuck around.
Apologies to squirrels.
Oh, yes. And rats.
And you think it would get out.
I know, sooner. Man.
I mean,
it's
we
crazy.
Know Mueller's peeps are pretty fucking quiet.
He's been in an underground bunker, right?
There's been like 0.0 leaks out of there. And most of the leaks have come from like Trump. That's the funny thing is that all these leaks... we're finding out of some of the behind the scenes backstabbing and front stabbing and taint stabbing and head stabbing and eye stabbing.
Did you say taint stabbing?
Sure.
Jeez.
That's going on in the White House that Trump loves to preside over and watch and giggle. He calls his buddies at night and tells them all about it. Today, Kellyanne Conway got so pissed off.
God damn. I'm glad Mueller, God damn it. I'm glad Mueller's finally getting to the sweet spot because it's shit. It feels like it's taking fucking forever.
Well, what might be happening is, you know, he sees Trump losing his mind and sees some of the more treasonous goat fuckers in the Congress.
The goats are like, please lay off me.
Who are trying to assist the treason.
Yeah.
And don't seem to care fuck all about Uncle Nipples' DNA all over our election process. All they care about is that, well, they stay in power and
they're
make
heinous.
Sure that, yeah. And I just can't imagine that the Russians don't have some shit on some of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just can't imagine the way he's behaving, what he's doing to the country, what he's doing to their party.
Oh yeah, dude.
You would think more of the rats would be scurrying by this point because they got to get reelected in November. Yeah.
I think sometimes people look at the Republicans and they're holding on to this image of what everybody, I don't know, the idea of.
But they're opportunists. They want to stay in power.
Yeah, but people are romanticizing what the Republican Party is. I think they're thinking back to Reagan and times. And they have this idea that the Republicans weren't shitbags back there. Back then, but indeed they were. They were horrible shitbags. They've always been horrible shitbags. And I think how they're handling this Russia shit makes perfect sense for who they are.
They have superfluous bags of shit now, though, too. I mean, they were always economic shitbags.
But you know,
but this whole Christian bullshit that's really infected everything.
Yeah.
Got a couple stories that are making me crazy.
I think this is just par for the course for the GOP, man.
But I mean, just from a self-preservation, I'm not trying to ascribe ethics to one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But just for self-preservation, they got to see what's coming. The blue wave that is apparently coming. And, even without that shithead in the White House,
right.
History tells us that the midterm is usually unfriendly to the seating president's party just because that's. Because what people do, I don't know.
And it's also, you know, we can also say that you got to always think chaos theory. Anything could fucking happen. I mean, nobody thought Trump would win. I mean, anything could come of this Mueller shit. You know, but, we don't know.
But, I think they would be, they've got to have some stuff on them, some compromise. Because I just can't imagine some of these Republicans that are so, like Devin Nunes, he was always a little mole dick anyway.
Yeah, I never knew much about that guy before this Russia shit.
Well, right, and all of a sudden, he's literally using his tongue to cup Trump's ballsack.
Yes.
And to the point of humiliation. Remember that little scurry that he did over to the slithered over to the White House in the middle of the night to
look at
some
bizarre, dude.
Secret papers or some shit and then back. I mean, to the point where he had to recuse himself because people are like, come the fuck on.
You know what freaks me out a little bit? If you think about the lengths the Republicans are doing to suck Trump's dick, and how they've demonized the media and they're you know trying to talk about some deep state bullshit and they're putting narratives out there about how the FBI is corrupt and how the Russian thing is a hoax. Whatever Mueller says, they're going to say it's fake. They're going to say it's fake news and it's fucking bullshit. and that mouth-breathing idiotic base they have is going to believe them. And so, are we in a world right now where...
But the mouth-breathing base plus dumb independents...
Yeah.
...elected him.
Yeah.
Barely.
Right.
And not with the popular vote. Yeah. And I don't know if I'm assuming the Democrats won't make the same fucking mistake the last time as far as going to the wrong states. Why didn't they listen to Bill Clinton? Bill Clinton allegedly was like, you guys got to go to Wisconsin. You guys got to go to, to the Rust Belt.
Right.
And they chose poorly.
Yeah,
that's
true. I mean,
a handful of fucking votes, 40, 50, 60,000 votes swayed in either state. And we're not doing this right now. We're not yelling about Trump at all. He's off doing Trump TV.
Yeah,
like
that's
Sarah,
true.
Failing with that, like Sarah Palin did with her stupid venture.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Democrats really have to step up and be passionate and use their voice and go out and rattle some cages and get angry and get mad and shit. And quit being so fucking polite all the time. I mean, it really is. It is. Fucked up. It's fucked up that who could run for president and the whole time talk about how fucking racist he is the whole time, say all this racist shit, and we couldn't beat this guy. It's fucking ridiculous.
They got to kind of stop allowing people. I don't consider myself like a bomb throwing lefty. I just really don't. But I guess I am by mainstream Democrats. Well, you know, you've got the extreme left and shit like that. Fuck that. It's not extremist to look around the whole goddamn world and see healthcare for everyone.
Yeah.
And think this is the richest goddamn fucking country on the planet.
Right.
And people are going bankrupt. Hardworking.
Yeah.
Long time hardworking Americans are going bankrupt.
Right.
Because they get sick.
It's fucked up. I've talked about this before. There is this thing with liberals that you don't want to feel like you are shoving your agenda down someone else's throat. You want to feel like you're being polite and kind and nice. But the truth is the people on the right are extremists and they are Krakens and they are racists. And there is nothing to be done with them but to beat the living shit out of them from the moral high ground. We are right. I mean,
they think this whole DACA thing, now that Chuck Schumer may have ended up doing a good thing also with the moral high ground, that now the Democrats will be able to.
Yeah, if they do it.
Right, right. And Schumer took the wall off the table.
Right.
Even though he had only put it on the table.
Yeah.
During the negotiations when the government was shut down. And then they did the reset, and Chuck Schumer's like, well, you know, we're not getting a wall. And Trump's like, I made it. What do you mean the wall? Oh, he tweeted. Wait, let's go over to the Royal Donald Trump Twitter stream. Crying Chuck Schumer.
Ugh.
Fully understands, especially after his humiliating defeat.
God, what a dickhead.
That if there is no wall, there is no DACA.
God damn.
We must have safety and security together with a strong military, capitalized military. Very
He's
creepy.
Nuts.
For our great people.
God, this guy is insane, man.
The wall's capitalized, too. It's all very creepy.
Fuck? Maybe he's referring to Pink Floyd's. If you're referring to Pink Floyd's The Wall, then wall would be fucking capitalized, Donald, you fucking idiot.
And then today, you know, jobs, blah, blah, blah. God.
Just think about this, man. We've got these mayors don't want to meet with the White House because of the sanctuary city stuff, which essentially says they're not going to let their people be deported.
Right.
Because of their
they're not going to use their resources.
Yeah.
If you want to come and get them, you know, come get them.
We live in a crazy fucking
time.
They're
not protecting them. You know, the conservatives make it sound like these sanctuary cities are surrounding these undocumented people and with guns and protecting them. They're not. They're just saying, look, we're not going to use our resources to get them to do your job.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
What was I doing?
Looking at
reading Trump's
tweets.
So, tremendous investment by companies from all over the world, blah, blah, blah. He's obviously tweeting from Davos.
Yeah, what a dick.
And then he must have taken a moment to watch some of the shows or pay attention to some of the shit that's going on, because he said he finally said something about the horrible shooting yesterday in Kentucky.
Oh, yes.
At the high school.
Was he for it?
Because, you know, it was a white kid who did the shooting. So if his name was Muhammad, it would have been 14 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
And Trump would have been tweeting. We need the wall.
Absolutely.
We need the ban. We need the wall. See? he said, earlier today, I spoke with Governor Matt Bevin of Kentucky regarding yesterday's shooting at Marshall County High School. My thoughts and prayers.
Oh, my God.
Are with Bailey Holt, Preston Cope. Those are the two kids that were killed.
Yeah.
Their families and all of the wounded victims who are in recovery. We are with you.
Oh, okay.
I'm in the Swiss Alps enjoying being treated like a king.
And by the way, the NRA is with you too, as they, you know, take money from Russia, or they donate money to Russia, or they suck Russia's dick. You know, I mean, well, how about gun control? Why can't we have that?
Oh, it is Switzerland. I guessed right. I couldn't remember where Davos is. I just said Swiss Alps, so I just fact-checked myself, because we're not Fox fucking News.
Oh, yeah. Guy, it's such a shame, man. These school shootings and all these people that die of handgun deaths every fucking year. We just had this massacre in fucking Vegas. And because of all this bullshit going on by this racist idiot Trump, no attention is paid to that.
Right.
And we still have people dying from gun deaths. It's like it didn't, you know, we didn't take a vacation from it or anything.
Let's see what the headlines are.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline. January 24th, 2018.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Oh, wee-weed.
Over to the County Pickle Liberal.
It's me.
Huffington Post. I watched a little bit of this earlier. Larry Nassar, the former gymnastics coach.
Oh, shit.
And apparent hero to Roy Moore and the Subway Jared and the like.
Oh, God. I forgot all about Subway Jared.
Former USA Gymnastics Michigan State University team doctor, wink, wink.
Right.
He was team doctor. I thought he was coach. Who treated some of America's best athletes, was sentenced today to 40 to 175 years in prison.
Yes, God damn.
For sex crimes that have shaken the sport's governing body. He's 54 years old, will spend the rest of his life behind bars.
Ugh.
Sentenced on 7 counts of criminal sexual conduct in the first degree, which, by the way, over 100 victims, I believe they had. They just charged him with like 7.
Jesus Christ. How horrible.
Over 140 women now. 140 women.
How did that fucking happen?
Have accused the now disgraced doctor of sexual abuse, including Olympic gymnasts Allie Raisman, Gabby Douglas, Michaela Maroney, and Simone Biles.
Ugh, God.
According to the court documents, he gained the trust of girls and their families, which then gave him cover for exams, wink, wink, that allowed him to fondle and digitally penetrate the girls as team doctor for USA Gymnastics.
Ugh.
And various Michigan State University sports teams.
Great. Blah. Congratulations, universe. How fucking horrible.
So that's the headline there. That motherfucker rightfully going away for life, for the rest of his life.
Good.
The judge was pretty, gave a pretty long speech about how horrible this guy is. I guess he had written a letter and it wasn't good enough or something. Like, this is kind of a plea deal or whatever.
Letter.
He had written a letter explaining of apology, wink, quote, unquote.
Right.
The judge is like, if you're reading whatever this is you wrote, it's clear that you don't really have remorse for what you did. So she put him away for a really, really, really long fucking time. So bye, wow. Felicia.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now the question is, who knew?
Like Michigan, the university.
Well, there
stuff.
You go. Yeah, it's somebody like it's like to... that Penn State bullshit. With,
oh God, that's so fucking horrible.
Sandusky.
Yeah, you know Joe Pa and all those fucking right. guys. And you know
covered
they didn't,
for him.
They didn't want to say anything about that because Sandusky was, you know, famous and everybody loved the guy. I assume.
And they won.
Yeah, that's the truth.
How sad is that?
It's fucking horrible. Michael Vick got a job after he fucking tortured all those fucking dogs. Because you know why? Because he's a talented fucking quarterback.
Let's see what's going on over at the Drudge Report. Let's see what we should all be frightened about right now.
Yes. Deep state.
come on. Is this InfoWars? This is, okay. No. Over at the Drudge Report.
Yes.
The headline says... Monkeys cloned. Humans next? Question mark?
Oh, my God. They don't have... There's no immigrants to scream about or anything. They're worried about monkeys.
I don't even know what this is. It's Stat News. Yeah. StatNews.com.
They're cloning monkeys.
In a scientific first, clone monkeys are born. Will they accelerate biomedical research?
Oh, what do they mean? Yeah. Are they cloning the music group with Davy Jones or actual primates?
It says scientists in China, reported they had cloned two healthy long-tailed macaque monkeys.
Yay!
From the cells of another macaque.
God damn. You got to be careful with these monkeys. They are
using
strong.
The Dolly technique. That's the apparently the same technique they used with Dolly the sheep, our first cloned mammal. Right.
Man.
I think. Maybe they'd cloned mice. I might be wrong on the whole mammal thing. But it was a sheep. It was a big deal. She was the first one. And she lived a long average lifespan too. Like they were predicting her to, you know, her cells to explode and her to get cancer everywhere and everything. And I don't think that happened. Right. I think.
How was Dolly's wool? Was it, you know, superior, the same? Did anybody
She's
say
a
anything?
Fucking sheep?
Make good sweaters.
The two clones were created from a fetus's cells.
Jeez.
So far they haven't been able to use to make the tricky procedure work when they use cells from adult macaques.
They call it tricky. I don't know why that's funny to me. It's tricky, but we cloned a couple of monkeys.
They're saying, fortunately, the technical barrier to cloning primates, it's very difficult, but they're saying the technical barrier to cloning primates is now broken.
Perfect, guys. Good job.
The technique could be applied to humans.
Right. Be careful of these fucking monkeys. Remember that monkey that somewhere in Connecticut, this lady, she couldn't control her monkey. It sounds like a euphemism.
Yeah,
and
I had a nickel.
Oh, a nickel. And she gave the monkey Xanax to keep the monkey behaved and shit. And then the monkey got addicted to the Xanax and she decided to cut back on the Xanax and try to wean the monkey off the fucking Xanax. And you know what happened?
Pissed the monkey off.
The monkey ripped her friend's face off.
Yep.
Don't fuck with monkeys. That's the moral of the story.
That's the headline at the Drudge.
Oh yes.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Well, at least it's not racist. You know, it's usually something about immigration or terrorism.
So that's what's going on there. Those are your headlines.
Congratulations.
Let's see. What else have we got here? Oh, yeah. We talked extensively yesterday about the stupid Devin Nunes memo.
Oh,
I mean, the explosive document that's going to prove that it's bigger than Watergate, what Obama did and Lynch.
I didn't realize how lame that fucking memo was. It's just something the Republicans wrote up.
Sure.
Good God. What the fucking fuck?
They even had a Richard Burr, we talked about yesterday, the Senate Intelligence Committee chairman.
Yes.
Republican from North Carolina.
Oh, geez.
yesterday said basically, you know, I don't care about this. We don't.
Right.
And he said, these texts that are allegedly, the FBI, some technical issue. There's a number of texts that they couldn't retrieve or don't have or whatever. And the Republicans are squealing piggy squeals over it.
I wonder if that Republican is interested in Mueller's investigation. I mean, does he believe in the collusion thing? I wonder.
Burr?
Yeah, yeah.
He's the head of the Intelligence Committee. So he's been doing a little bit of a similar investigation. And I think, I can't think of Warner, maybe Senator Warner, one of the dudes, Democrat dudes,
right,
was being interviewed, and he said it's pretty, Burr's pretty fair. It's not like he's a batshit lunatic,
right,
apparently Trump sucker.
Sure.
Still a Republican nonetheless, but it seems like he's a little bit fair.
Right. So he might believe there's something to the investigation.
Yeah, and he doesn't believe that Mueller should be fired or shut down.
Wow, that's pretty radical for a guy in the GOP, isn't it?
So now he's asked for a copy of this, the most explosive document in the history of the United States.
Yeah,
since the Declaration of fucking Independence.
Break that motherfucker out.
Because it obviously proves, I don't know, pictures of Obama crawling up the side of Trump Tower to place a wiretap. Mission Impossible style.
Yeah. And wouldn't we want, I mean, if you were a GOP person that believes this, the FBI is corrupt and the deep state is actually running the show, wouldn't you want this evidence out there? Wouldn't you want to see it? I mean, it's going to further your cause.
So the FBI and the Justice Department, who are allegedly have bony Republican fingers pointed at in this memo.
Yes.
Are like, well, let's see it.
Right. I want to see this fucking thing.
Let's see it. Well, you know, if we have some things we need to address, we'll address some of these issues. And they're like, no, I don't think so. I don't think I'm going to show you. So now Richard Burr has been like, hey, yo, Dev.
Yes.
Can I see a copy?
Yeah, I mean, that would be the American thing to do, right? If you have evidence that someone is doing wrong in our country, shouldn't you present it?
The chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee should probably see the memo.
Yes.
This proof
of
what was going on.
Can't he demand it?
From his own party.
Yeah.
And Devin Nunes is like, fuck you.
Maybe I don't understand how shit works. I mean, can't that motherfucker demand to see that memo?
No, not if Nunes wrote it. House Republicans, God, it says, are now stonewalling.
Stone.
If you ever had your wall stoned.
Right.
The Senate Intelligence Committee, along with the FBI and the Justice Department, are refusing to provide a copy of the memo that GOP House Intelligence Committee members are swearing implicates the Department of Justice in surveillance abuse Russia investigation.
So this is getting back to the idea that maybe Trump was wrongly wiretapped or something Obama wiretapped him.
Senate Intelligence Committee Richard Burr has not been provided a copy of the 4-page memo drafted by House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes.
Good God. Come on, Devin.
Despite having asked for the document, the Nunes memo is the latest in a long list of conservative rallying cries forged around supposed evidence of alleged misconduct on behalf of former President Barack Obama.
I mean, Nunes has a duty to turn this over to this guy because if, in fact, the deep state is pulling the strings, if Obama's really to blame for this Russia shit, then we need to know.
Well, and we proved yesterday that it would have been out.
Yeah.
Before we heard about it, it would have been out if they had something.
Oh, yes. Right.
Long before we heard about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Nunes would have been like, oops, dropped it out on Pennsylvania Avenue.
It's like that point you make about Hillary all the fucking time. If there were evidence that she did something wrong in her past that was criminal, that should throw her in jail, wouldn't we have seen it? Wouldn't it be out there?
Right.
I mean, God.
How many Benghazi panels?
A lot. More than 9/11, right? Or more time spent on Benghazi than 9/11.
So it says that Trump is supposedly mulling over declassifying. But they're saying even if he decided to, that the process of declassifying it would take a couple of months or something. Nobody's even starting the process. Nobody's, because it's dumb, because it's a big nothing fucking burger.
This is what I don't understand. Okay. You know the letter that was presented to Comey to tell him why he was fired?
The real one.
The letter that was whatever. Didn't they whip that?
No, there was a draft written.
Yes.
That is supposed to be quite the read.
Oh, yes, really?
That it was, you know, basically, who was this like a Bannon? Who wrote it at the time? Stephen Miller Bannon or something? But it's basically, dear Jim Comey, you're fired. Because of Russia. Love, Don.
Yeah. Didn't they say normally letters like that would go through a process,
and
right?
They got to him and they were like, you can't, we got to rewrite this.
We got to rewrite this.
Yeah. We
got to
find a different reason for firing him other than I don't like you because you're not loyal and you wouldn't kiss my butt.
Yeah. I mean, why don't they just put that fucking declassify that memo the same way? Just do it real quickly.
what else have they've got, unmasking they're pissed about.
Ooh, yes.
Which has already been proven to have been proper and normal and nothing untoward. But because Loretta Lynch got her brown fingers on it, they've got to try to get her.
Why did Bill Clinton have to meet with her on that fucking
airplane? Hey, Loretta.
God, Bill. You know, sometimes just sit at home, man.
They say that the FBI refused to properly investigate the Uranium One scandal, which isn't a scandal.
God, I understand that. I get it. It's not complicated. Hillary was on a panel. You know what I mean? A group of people.
One of nine.
And the uranium that
people
you
people on a panel
right.
of several panels that had to ultimately approve this deal.
Yeah, and it's not even the kind of uranium that you make fucking nuclear weapons out
and
of.
She sent a toady.
Right. I mean, it's
like she probably barely knew. She heard about it in a meeting.
Yeah, yeah.
And this was a routine deal that had been done before. Everybody signed off on it. There's no
right.
There's nothing there.
But you know what? The GOP or whatever fucknuts, you know, presented this to the public. They did a good enough job. So the idiot friends that I know on Facebook, especially that I went to high school with, that I worked at Six Flags with, they buy it. It's good enough. I see that all the fucking time. These stupid assholes.
It says Burr has taken on Nunes before.
Nunes.
Regarding, this is Ross Story, regarding his activities on the Russia investigation last July.
Fuck ye.
He threw cold water on Nunes' ongoing charge of impropriety on part of the Obama administration, telling CNN, the unmasking thing was all created by Devin Nunes. So this Richard Burr guy might actually have a scruple left.
Yeah, maybe.
Or two. We'll see.
What are you doing on the GOP, though, Richard? I mean, your party's shit. Your president's garbage. I mean, are you not calling for his impeachment? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, show some fucking leadership in your party.
Says Politico has a story. It says the GOP escalating law enforcement probes as Russia inquiry heats up.
God damn this probe shit. Let's chop chop. You know, that's what the DACA people are saying. Hurry up.
On Fox News.
Yes.
Representative Bob Goodlatte.
Oh, God.
Quite a hernia.
What
of a human
piece
being.
Of shit.
Chairman of the House Committee that oversees the Justice Department, FBI, alleged that there's an anti-Trump conspiracy. FBI agents whose text message exchanges have been made public in selective bursts by GOP lawmakers. Some of the texts are very disturbing, he said. They illustrate a conspiracy on the part of some people. We want to know a lot more about that.
Oh, my God. Trump's first national security advisor is guilty of shit, right? He was found guilty of bullshit. He's cooperating with the prosecutor. You know what I mean?
A joint statement from three of the Democrats on the committee. Adam Schiff, California, Jerry Nadler of New York, Elijah Cummings of Maryland.
The three top
Democrats on the committee. Issued a statement, a joint statement. Passed it around.
Okay.
Republicans are now attacking the FBI in order to undermine Special Counsel Robert Mueller and protect Donald Trump, but their claims are directly at odds with the facts.
Well, yeah. Well, hey, I mean, you know, this is the GOP. Their claims are always directly at odds with the facts, and it doesn't matter.
And Burr even, like I said yesterday, said, you know, these texts, you know, there's nothing there.
There's nothing there. And all the time you spend on this bullshit, we still don't know what the fuck the Russians are doing in our country, what they have access to, how they're fucking with our fucking elections.
We know what they're tweeting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, from the bots.
We can always tell what they find important.
Right.
Release the memo.
Yes.
Has been really popular among the Russian bots these days.
They want that memo out there. The Nunes memo.
Well, no. They want to scream for its release.
They want chaos.
Yeah. They want it'll be even more proof to them that the deep state is keeping this explosive document under wraps. It's Devin Nunes who has it crammed in his hole and won't let anybody see it.
Yeah, he doesn't want anybody to see it because it's a bunch of bullshit.
Well, right.
And he's, you know, he's bluffing. He's like playing poker.
We've got this memo. Boy, we wish we could show you. Supposedly based on another memo.
Yes.
And that's the one that's out on the internet that Alex Jones claimed was the memo, the big memo yesterday.
Right.
I got the scoop. I gotta leave the air. They're attacking my copy machine.
Oh, yes. Anyone with an internet browser can see that, right?
I don't know if he addressed that yesterday, by the way, but soundly mocked on all social medias for that yesterday.
He didn't really need to address that to his listeners. I mean, because we've listened to his show and you hear his callers.
They
are so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, it's astounding.
Very entertaining.
But you listen to those people and you're like, what are you in society? Like, how do you work? How do you like cross the street without getting ran over? I mean, you're so fucking idiotic. How do you function?
In fact, on our Facebook, there's a story I put up from Mother Jones that the new favorite of the Russian trolls.
Yes.
Is Sean Hannity.
Oh, yes. The neckless ham head conservabot.
Kremlin propagandists are piling on the Fox News war against the Mueller investigation.
Why doesn't Hannity go back in the Wayback Machine and work for fucking Hitler back in the day?
Yeah, they're talking about how Hannity's website ranks among the top 10 shared by a network of Twitter accounts linked to Russian influence campaigns.
What if you're Hannity, what does that tell you? I mean, you don't believe it probably, right? You don't believe they're all Russian bots.
Russia.
Oh, yeah.
There's no evidence.
See, like, that's what the
GOP... You can't believe the deep state now.
Yes.
Obviously, they tried to bring down Trump.
Yeah.
And Bush with their fake intelligence about the weapons of mass destruction to make him look stupid.
Right. I mean, that's what the Republicans do, man. They accuse the left of being shrill. You're playing the race card. You're playing the gender card. You're playing the gay card. Russia, all this other shit. We can't give a fuck. Yeah, we should be shrill.
And who are the biggest snowflakes?
Oh, God, the right. The right-wing nut jobs.
There's a...
little pussies.
I think I might have put this one out there, too. There's a tennis player, a pro tennis player, who's getting up there in the rankings, and he did pretty well at Australian Open recently. And his tweets came out. People looked at his Twitter, and he's totally Pizzagate. Hillary spirit dinners. He forwarded that shit on.
Come the fuck on.
No go zones. There's no go zones all over Britain.
Oh my God. Isn't that the thing Bobby Jindal got in trouble for yapping about?
But this guy, his name is even Tennis, his first name.
His first name is the word Tennis?
TENNYS.
Oh, my God.
So you kind of already want to hate him.
What's wrong with your parents?
They're probably tennis players or tennis pros.
Well,
and they rich white people who, I don't know. I don't know his background. I'm speculating. But they're rich white Americans who put their kid through
tennis.
You know, it's a it's a country club sport.
Right.
So unless you're lucky, like I was as a poor kid of a factory worker.
Your name's Pat.
Huh?
Your name's just Pat, though. You didn't get, you're a great tennis player. You didn't get named after anything.
Well, but my parents weren't rich and right. couldn't send me to the country club every.
Right.
I got jobs at the country club so that yes. I could get free court time. And
I mean, you worked for it. You know, like you didn't have it handed to you. You should have been named after tennis, like net or something. They should have called you net.
Balls. Balls vile.
Vile ball.
So, breakout American tennis star Tennis Sandgren.
God, how fucking horrible!
It was. He's been taking some heat for old tweets. Showed him quote debating Pizzagate. Debating.
What does that mean?
Like standing up for it.
Oh,
like people are like, you're out of your fucking mind. You don't know the evidence. You need to open your minds. Argued that the media was not covering Hillary Clinton engaging in satanic rituals.
Oh yeah, that's true. What about that? We haven't heard enough about Hillary.
I agree. They didn't.
Yeah, dancing naked around a cauldron.
Because she didn't.
Right. Oh yeah, there's that.
There's a reason they don't cover that shit.
I mean, you should live in fiction land or something. Tennis. What a fucking idiot.
So he had a press conference.
Oh my God.
And you know, perfect display of alt-right male butt-hurtitude.
Oh, God.
Oh, I can't believe you people are being so mean to me.
Well, if you're an idiot,
you
racist.
Evil media coming after me.
Fuck you, tennis.
He said, you seek to put people in these little boxes so that you can order the world in your already assumed preconceived ideas. You strip away any individuality for the sake of demonizing by the way of the collective. Meanwhile, I saw pictures. He deleted everything,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah.
I've seen pictures of his old tweets.
Right.
And he goes after immigrants.
Yes.
He goes after Muslims. Who is demonizing people by way of a collective,
this
you fucking
tennis
asshole?
Head. And by the way, Mr. Tennis, yeah, you will be demonized. It's my job to demonize
right.
you. Good liberals demonize people like you, you fucknut.
So he's blaming the media. With a handful of follows and some likes on Twitter, my fate has been sealed in your minds. To write an edgy story, to create sensationalist coverage, there are a few lengths. I think they meant few.
Yeah.
There are a few lengths you wouldn't go to mark me as the man you desperately want me to be. No, you've showed us who you fucking are.
Yeah, you're a dickhead, racist fucknut. I understand you, tennis.
You would rather perpetuate propaganda machines. He forwards on Alex Jones all the fucking time.
You're proliferating racism.
Cernovich.
God.
Pizzagate. All that shit he was forwarding on. No, like I said, no go zones.
What kind of fucking... By the way, he plays tennis professionally, right? Tennis?
Yeah, he's really
good. What association is he in?
What do you mean, ATP?
Why don't they kick him the fuck out? I'm serious. I mean, you know, if...
Well, I mean, everything he said was heinous, but I mean, it wasn't...
Hate speak, right? I mean, if you're being racist on
borderline,
Twitter... Yeah, I mean, you know...
Wanting to kick illegals out and...
That's pretty shitty.
Thinking Muslims are, you know, all terrorists and stuff, but it's not... I don't know if that's that actionable.
Yeah.
I
didn't know in Europe.
God, I mean, you know, it's the Association of Tennis Professionals. It's worldwide. This isn't
right.
just Americans.
Well, that's where it gives you hope because people in Europe have a better idea
parts
of how to
of Europe.
Deal with shit like Germany, right? They have those laws where you can't.
Oh, right.
I mean, and it's a private organization, right? It's not like public people own it. Damn.
It's a union.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Because, you know, like every once in a while, these fucking idiot baseball players will say something stupid like Chipper Jones, for instance. Chipper fucking Jones, Sandy Hook Truther, tweeted about the, You know what I mean? And like when you read that, you know, he was retired from baseball at the time. You're like, why doesn't Major League Baseball say, you know what? We're a private organization. I have no it's a privilege for you to play for us or to be associated with us. You're going to proliferate this bullshit. Goodbye. Go fuck yourself.
Right.
I don't understand that shit.
You would rather perpetuate propaganda machines instead of researching information from a host of angles and perspectives. No. No. The Alex Jones angle is not a valid angle. The WND angle is not a valid perspective. That's why we're in this shit right now, is that the lunatics have said, we have a voice too.
It makes us, you know what? It makes it so different when you talk to civilized people dealing with lunatics on the right, because by your nature, you want to consider the other argument because you're not a total dickhead. But there's no argument to consider on the other side. And there's no reason to even validate it.
And then you have Fox News with no ethics, who will put on a white nationalist as a valid equal opposite view to a civil rights person.
I mean, if you're a fucking racist idiot, I don't feel any kind of courtesy duty or anything to like validate, listen to hear your argument. It's based on bullshit.
Here's the end of his statement that I guess he read off his cell phone.
Wow.
In this press conference. Oh, he wrote this screed and read it off his cell phone. He's quite a charmer.
This tennis guy's a douche. Does he have a faux hawk?
You dehumanize with pen and paper and turn neighbor against neighbor. In so doing, you may actually find you're hastening the hell you wish to avoid, the hell we all wish to avoid. What does that mean?
I don't know. I mean, this guy, is he better with the racket than he is with his mouth? What an idiot.
In the past, he shit on Serena Williams.
Oh, jeez.
Because she swore at a tennis match.
Jeez. She swore, but yet he says bad things about immigrants on Twitter, which is more offensive.
He received criticism in the past for comments about Serena Williams responding to an article on the tennis great cursing during a match, calling it disgusting.
God. Does this guy have sponsors that haven't dropped his
ass yet? Well, that's what's... Probably. That's what's going to hurt him.
Whoever the fuck is sponsoring this guy, I don't want to buy your shit until you drop him. Fuck you.
And then he's going to scream.
Ridiculous.
My First Amendment. So there you go. Little from the tennis world. An alt-righter.
What a dickhead.
Is getting...
It sucks when people like that who have some sort of prominence because they're lucky enough to be able to hit a tennis ball good. People are like, oh, okay, this guy validates my shitty racism. That's a problem with dickheads like that.
I mean, having worked in the industry, I am unsurprised by racism in tennis.
God, that shocks me.
I mean, come on.
I don't, you know.
When the Williams sisters were coming up, that was... Jesus.
Right.
Criticizing his dad, who I met a couple of times, actually. Yeah. I thought he was a really nice guy, but a lot of the tennis elite hated him. The only reason I could think of is that he was a poor black guy from the hood in Los Angeles that had the audacity to break into their ranks.
You know, I mean, and I know you got to know, like, in the locker room and fucking in the dugout, these baseball players and these, you know, they probably talk about themselves. They all say racist, homophobic shit, just like all of society. But the problem is the difference with this tennis guy is like he's using his platform to proliferate this stupid fucking racism, you know, to broadcast. And that's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, I don't
know
how recent. He's a recent phenom in the tennis world. So I don't know how, he might not have been famous. Like I hadn't heard of him before the Australian recently. Yeah, yeah. So
tennis.
Thanks for tweeting, everybody. Tweet us. Mudgon retweeted Rick Wilson, who's Rick Wilson is by our previous standards a right wing nut job.
Yeah, yeah.
Republican, but goddamn, he's a good writer and he's funny. He's a rare right wing funny dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And he can write like crazy, and he's great to see. on television too. He's really hilarious. Great with words. He's a wordsmith.
Yes.
I like words. Sometimes I have to look up shit he says.
Oh, that's all. Like our president, right? I have the best words.
I strongly encourage no one to retweet this. It would be so wrong if this got retweeted, say, 2,000 times. Very wrong and sad. And it's Jack Posobiec. It's a Nathan Bernard tweet, who I think writes for Vice, maybe. Jack Posobiec, Pizzagate, alt-right.
Oh, my God. Oh, I remember that
he
name.
Is the guy that I believe went to interrupted that Shakespeare when they did Julius Caesar
in the park
as Donald Trump. Yeah.
Oh, that's fucked
up. I believe he was literally the dude that stood up.
Yeah.
And was protesting with that woman. I think I got my alt-right lunatics correct.
God, dickhead. How many nice things do we have in this country? You got to ruin a fucking play in a park. Fuck you.
So apparently it says Jack Posobiec tried using Bumble, the app,
right,
to cheat on his wife, then got banned from the platform. Ah. What a fucking loser, LMAO. So you've got, you know, the alt-right.
Yes.
The regular conservatives hate them, too.
Oh, yes. You're banned like from Bumble. Guy. What a fucking loser. Jeez. Yeah, can you imagine the scumbags that are on Bumble? You know what I mean? And that guy got banned from Bumble. What a loser.
Our team has removed Jack from our platform. Bumble was founded on the core values of kindness, respect, integrity, and equality. We do not tolerate anyone who does not uphold these values on our platform.
Wow.
So
good
not,
for you
they
guys.
Just don't want him. And he was trying to cheat on his wife.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go to Ashley Madison, right? Isn't that the one where...
Ethics-free Republicans. Ethics-free alt-right.
Isn't that the guy who was the... that horrible fucking dude that had the reality show? It came out that he was the Quiverful dude.
Oh, the Duggars.
Oh, the Duggars. Sure. That guy ended up on Ashley Madison, but he had a whole show about how he's like Christian and all this other bullshit.
There's supposedly a little bit of a connection between the Duggars they found and that horrible torture family in California with the 13 starved kids.
Oh, wow.
That they forced to learn Bible passages.
I'm really impressed with these religious guys and their family values. Wow.
Yeah.
Nice work.
Just like Jesus would want.
You don't
want
to make a gay wedding cake, but you're okay with locking people up in a house and torturing them and maybe, I don't know, molesting your sister. Interesting.
Prepare your ear holes, everybody.
Fuck you.
Bandage them up. Fox and Friends. Trump TV.
Boo.
The Trump cheerleading show in the mornings.
Yes.
Hello, everybody. Steve Doocy here.
Fuck you.
Well, here they are. I don't know how long this is, but this is kind of what's the lawyer's name? Ty Cobb.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was on telly. Did a rare interview last week before. I don't know. Time is so gel like right now with all of this, because when you think about it, it hasn't been that long. It's been a year, literally 1 year. That Trump has been in office.
Oh, my God. I know. It feels like...
And it feels like it's been decades.
Yeah.
This is... a lot of these assholes... Ty Cobb was on recently and said that he's worried about Trump giving a live interview with Mueller. because it might be a perjury trap. And then here's Fox and Fiends this morning... With the same fucking...
But let's start with this. It looks like Robert Mueller, the...
Hi, everybody. Let's start with this. Steve Doocy here. Ainsley has her legs crossed.
Fuck you.
Because her skirt is so short. Which is fine.
Right.
If creepy old white men didn't mandate it.
Oh, yes. That's true.
I'd say wear what you want.
Right.
Shit, let Kilmeade wear some... Daisy Dukes.
But we're on Fox.
Let part of his sack flash. Yeah. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, but we're on Fox, right? It's like Caligula.
Well, yeah, right.
In the fucking green room, apparently.
This, it looks like Robert Mueller, the special counsel looking into possible Russia collusion, wants to talk to the president of the United States and wants to talk to him pretty quickly. According to a story in the Washington Post, apparently he would like to have a face-to-face, but some of the other questions are going to be written down. And generally what he wants to talk about is the firing of Mr. Flynn and Mr. Comey.
Which means obstruction.
Yes.
Which means he's probably concerned that before he gets possibly gets fired, but before Trump loses his mind and you win your dollar, that
I'll win a dollar. That's right.
That he should nail Trump on the obstruction because he's got that on a big giant silver platter, and that once Trump
and he has
is
that,
weakened by that, they can go keep going on all the financials,
right?
And you know, Schneiderman just can't wait to jump on the RICO and stuff like that. New York, the AG of New York.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So. That's what they think is now the acceleration of bringing Jeff Bossesh in.
Right.
That he's really focusing right now on the obstruction part of it.
He must think he's going to get fucking fired.
Possibly.
Oh, my God.
Is the firing of Mr. Flynn and Mr. Comey and efforts that have been suggested to remove the current attorney general. The good news for the president is it sounds like that whole Russia collusion thing, not really looking into that.
No.
Oh, my
God. That's the other thing that they're trying to say.
Yeah,
They're desperately trying to say, well, obviously, this whole Russia thing, they're just, you know, fuck it. It's not real.
Who is this talking?
That's Ducey.
He said, you hear his voice? They're not really
into that.
What is wrong with him?
And
why are you such a douche?
And it's just not true.
Right.
They still are. It's that they have the first salvo they may launch against Trump is the obstruction, which... We saw him obstruct on television when he told Lester Holt, look, I was sitting there in this whole Trump and this Trump Russia thing is a hoax. So I was like, fuck it, I'm going to fire him.
And the truth is, Ducey, that there's a lot to look into, right?
And apparently,
I mean, you know,
it sounds like that whole Russia collusion thing, not really looking into that.
It's taking a while, dickhead. God.
Millions of people watch this shit every morning. And
you're
just,
golden boy.
And just suck it into their unworking brains. It just oozes into the core of their dummy little brains. Oh, well, obviously, I heard this morning that they're not looking into that Russian collusion thing at all.
Well, the truth is your wet dream of right-wing nut job racist fucking czar is dirty as fuck.
Yeah.
And there's a lot to look into. And it takes a lot of time.
News for the president is it sounds like that whole Russia collusion thing, not really looking into that.
Not true.
Well, the president's attorneys have said, all right, we're going to talk about this, whether or not he's going to sit down with Robert Mueller. He said that we hope to have the president answer some in person and answer some on paper.
Now, all we've heard is that Mueller wants to talk to him. The lawyers have said, well, we'll let him talk to him, but we want some on paper. They open this segment by saying, well, apparently it's going to be some on paper. That has not been agreed to yet.
Right.
This is Fox News, quote, reporting.
Yeah, yeah. Framing it.
Right.
I mean.
Well, apparently it's just, you know.
Yeah, because the Mueller might say, okay, it's none of it's going to be on paper. Then they'll come back and say, oh, they lied. Right.
Right. And none of it should be on paper.
Yeah. Why the fuck would it be? What's wrong with asking Trump?
Have the president answer some in person and answer some on paper, some in writing.
Right. So here's the question. Jeff Sessions.
Kilmeade. Yeah. This is Kilmeade.
Douche.
Evidently just met with Robert Mueller. Some people called it a grilling. Others just said it just lasted a long time. Then we found out right before the new year, James Comey met with Robert Mueller. One thing is pretty clear. They're coming to a close on this. I mean, after the president, what do you do for a headline? They want to get answers. I mean, for me, if they're lining up every single person that had anything to do with this campaign over the last 2 years, it seems to me not in the president's interest to be able to sit down and try to recall every single interaction if somebody's there trying to maybe catch you in a perjury trap.
Right, exactly.
Especially if the
Perjury trap. That's why I tweeted out this morning, you motherfuckers, the only way to get caught in a perjury trap is to commit fucking perjury. You're saying he's too dumb to not be able to not lie. That's what they are saying. He can't not lie. They're going to trap him.
And isn't that the nature of what we're doing anyway? I mean, if they're investigating Trump, that means they suspect that they're that they haven't been totally honest about this, and people might have been lying about it. I mean, that's why you're having... When was the last time you had an investigation about something? Oh, I know everybody's above board on this. A perjury trap! That's what it is, though, right? I mean, essentially, when you question someone...
Well, it means that that they've already got testimony from other people.
Yes.
That Trump will then say the polar opposite
right.
and lie.
Yes.
And that then they've got him in perjury.
And if
well, Mr. President, we've got Michael Flynn, and we've got documents here saying this.
And if they are able to catch our president in a fucking perjury trap, well, I mean, ultimately, isn't that good? Isn't that the fucking point of this?
Well, right.
To get to the bottom of what the fuck happened.
And that's all they had Clinton on.
Yeah.
The blowjob was not illegal, untoward.
Right.
Not illegal.
Yeah, yeah.
And they got him on lying to Congress.
Right.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I mean, you know, it's crazy, but they just don't want to figure out what went on with Trump in Russia because they like the racist bullshit he's doing and they like all the tax shit. They like what he's doing to the country for some and rolling back all these environmental regulations.
Oh, and stopping the killing the babies.
Yes.
And making sure black people can't vote and
they
all kinds of wonderful Republican dreams.
A shit about this collusion with Russia, which is nuts. That is
right.
the flaw with this GOP.
Because they're whores like the evangelicals.
It's un-American.
Well, as long as we win, Tony Perkins gave him a mulligan.
That's
on fucking a porn star
yes.
while his wife
yeah,
was pregnant. And then paying her off to
without,
shut up. Well, you know, we give him a mulligan. We got to give him a mulligan because they think he is giving them what they want, helping them take their
yeah.
evil control over the country.
I mean dude, the Republicans and the people at Fox are so fucking racist that they don't care that the Russians influenced our fucking election. That's crazy. That says a lot.
Anna Engelbrecht 5 tweeted, apparently Posobiec is claiming that he's been framed. I'm filing identity theft report with the FBI over fraudulent accounts made of me online. The criminals behind this will not get away with it. They will be found and they will be brought to swift exacting justice. This criminal fraud stops now.
Oh, shit. Gosh, guys.
Unsurprisingly, most of the people responding don't believe him.
Yeah, whatever.
Here's the end of Fox and Friends. He's gonna get caught in a perjury trap.
Right. Perjury trap.
Every single interaction, if somebody is there trying to maybe catch you in a perjury trap.
Right, exactly.
Especially if the main focus is supposed to be collusion, and then you're talking about obstruction of justice. What are you obstructing if there is no justice to
obstruct?
It doesn't
matter. No. Does not matter. The obstruction is the crime.
Right.
Whether or not the thing they're trying to obstruct for is ultimately true or not. Does not matter, fuck all. It is a crime to try
right.
to obstruct the justice.
Because you know, Fox and Friends, dickheads, we need our Justice Department to be able like, to investigate shit, right? I mean, I don't know.
If there's no collusion.
Am I crazy?
Why have they all lied?
Yeah, that's
why,
a good fucking
and why
point.
Why is Trump trying to scuttle the investigation?
Why wouldn't he want to talk... Trump, if Trump is innocent and he didn't do anything wrong, he should be...
He said that in the Rose Garden that one time, remember? I'll talk to him anytime.
Right.
I'll sit down. We'll have cake. I'll talk
to
him about everything he wants
to
know. Everything he wants to know, I'll talk to him.
All these guys should. Like, if there was nothing to hide, all these fuckers should be coming forward yeah. and wanting to clear their names so he could get on to the business of making our country racist as fuck. I mean, it already
all
is.
Along it's been talking about, look, you see these lovebirds over at the FBI. They hate my guts. You know, it looks like the deck is stacked against him in some parts. And, you know, it does look
well,
suggest. Well, it does suggest that there has been a massive scandal at the FBI. You know, you look at the stuff we've learned in the last couple of days. Secret society. The
doesn't
missing
exist.
Attacks.
Oh, my God.
The
doesn't exist.
Insurance policy. The dossier. It all.
the dossier has been corroborated in many parts.
Yeah, it adds up to, it looks like somebody in the FBI, and we know the Lovebirds were involved, but we don't know who else could have been.
They love calling them the Lovebirds.
What is that?
Two people that were dating, Strzok and Page, is that her name or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, they had anti-Trump.
One's
tweet.
A lawyer, yeah. One's an investigator. Yeah, and they were texting back and forth how much they hate Trump.
A couple of smart people with an education are bitching about Trump. What a shock.
Yeah. And they have no evidence that any of their opinions influenced the investigation.
Right.
Zero evidence.
Yeah,
0.0 of any of this. There's zero evidence of any of this. It's like, well, maybe.
You know,
it sure seems, you heard Ducey, it appears like,
right,
sure it looks like.
Yeah, yeah, and the way they're stringing together all that bullshit that he just listed off is the perfect way to manipulate these fucking idiots. All my dumbass friends on Facebook, whenever there's some headline about Hillary or some bullshit, they post it, and someone will say, hey, this has been debunked. And then they'll say, hey, sure it has, but think of all the other stuff around it. I mean, if you think about the big picture... You're like, what big picture? You mean the big list of everything that's total fucking bullshit? If you connect all the bullshit dots, it's
you're just not letting yourself see the evidence.
Yeah, right. Let me huff
that Devin Nunes doesn't have.
All right, right. Let me huff some paste. Stupid.
So there you go, Fox and Friends. Well, he's gonna get caught up in a perjury trap, and this is just silly. All this silliness against the president. Why don't they just leave him alone?
What do those Fox and Fuck Friends do, like, after their show? Do they just drink themselves into oblivion? How do they do this every fucking day?
Klan rallies?
Are they? Yeah, that's it. They must be real. They must really believe this shit. Are they? I don't know. They're masters at compartmentalization?
Well, hypocrisy, sure.
Yeah.
And selective fact presenting.
They're fucking the country up.
They have for
God
30 years. How the hell long has Fox been around since fucking Reagan?
Thanks a lot, dickheads.
40 years. Well, we mentioned Alex Jones, so why not? Let's have our Alex Jones moment here.
And our president talks to Alex, right? Regularly or something
like
that?
Well, here's a story, in fact. Out of that, did you see the headline?
No, I did not.
I also put it on Facebook.
I didn't see that.
Here's Alex Jones.
Ugh.
The terrifying,
fuck you.
Terrifying little blurb.
So, I've talked to the CIA, FBI connections, Army intelligence connections, former technical head of the NSA, and a bunch of other people that talked to the president. I'm going to leave it at that. I talked to the president. Haven't talked to him in months. I've missed his call. Media wants a story. There it is. I've missed the president's call 3 times the last few months. Uh-oh. General Kelly will find out and go spank him.
What?
Trump's tried to call it, but I don't believe it for a heartbeat.
Oh, no.
Would he leave his cell phone sitting on the desk? And
yeah.
He wakes up and it says, Don?
Don, 5 missed calls from POTUS. Oh, fuck off.
I just got to get up early in the morning because that's when the calls come in his executive time. That's what Trump does all day. The point is that this is the point we've reached in this country where this has been out for 3 hours.
This is the memo, by the way.
Oh, my God.
He's holding up a piece of paper with big black spots on it where it was redacted.
This is big old fucking smoking.
He's
gun,
not invoking
right?
The document cam, though.
Oh, right.
So
God damn it, Alex. Don't slack.
Where this has been out for 3 hours. 2.5 hours, and it's the real deal, and they're not disputing it's not real, and they won't even report on it. That leads me to the...
No, there you go.
They won't even report,
they won't
on,
even
it.
Report on it. Because, because it's been out since last May.
Yeah, it's been reported on, right?
You're being shit. Reported on, Alex.
Yeah,
because you tried to put forth this bullshit, steaming pile of old moldy bullshit.
I mean, it sounds desperate, doesn't it?
They all are. All this is desperate. The Nunes faux memo.
Right, right. I mean, what Mueller must be coming out with when he, I don't know, when he gets around to releasing this shit about the collusion and the obstruction, it's got to be damning as fuck.
And he may have Don Jr.
The one with
for
the
collusion.
Oh, yeah.
He may have Jared for conspiracy, right. For collusion. He may have them for things. Collusion is hard to prove, and collusion isn't illegal.
Yeah.
Treason is illegal.
Wow.
Conspiracy is illegal.
What's the difference? I mean, it seems like there would be a... What is the difference between collusion and treason? I guess, would it be intent or something, you know? You're colluding to overthrow a government or some bullshit like that.
So there you go. Apologies for making you listen to fucking...
Fox and
Fiends.
Listen,
That was Fox and Fiends. I was just closing. But,
okay.
And Alex Jones, too, Austin.
Yeah. He didn't throw his chair in that clip? Come
Did
on.
Did not. No, he managed to not do that.
I bet he's got to take an Advil after he does shit like that.
So maybe turn your phone up a little bit.
You're missing calls from the president,
during
dude.
Executive time, you get a call from Donnie.
I mean, does he think he's helping Trump's cause by saying Don's calling him?
I guess.
That makes me think, because sometimes, you know, you wonder if these right-wing nut jobs, if they're for real or if they're performers. I think with Alex Jones, it's got to be a little bit of both. There's got to be a gray area there, because... He's delusional if he thinks it helps the president for people to know that Donald's calling Alex Jones.
It's terrifying.
I mean, that freaks me the fuck out.
He's lying.
You think Alex Jones is lying? I don't know.
Do you think he is not, he doesn't have some kind of device
right
in his hand or pocket at every moment? Because he'll think of something and he'll be able to selfie himself.
Okay.
I'm going out live. Oh my God, I got the president ringing me right now.
Okay, but you're discounting. Maybe he went to a steakhouse. He had a big London broil.
Maybe he's taking a big shit.
He's fucking high from meat and shit like that. He's woozy.
Steak stupor.
He couldn't hear the phone ring over the fucking, fatty steak shit going through his goddamn intestines.
And then, now listen to... I thought Lou Dobbs at one point was like considered a journalist.
I think he was on CNN and I don't know.
I mean, at one point I thought he was considered a journalist, but he's
a bag
of
shit.
I don't know if it's out on our social media. I called him the Fox's Grandpa Simpson of team treason. Cause he really is the old man yelling at clouds. It's one of my favorite parts of Simpsons or the headline. But listen to Lou Dobbs on Fox.
Yes.
He's lost his mind.
Good evening, everybody. It may be time to declare war outright against the deep state and clear out the rot in the upper levels of the FBI and the Justice Department. Yes, I said the rot.
He wants a purge. Purge the FBI and the Justice Department.
Oh,
get rid of the rot.
It makes you believe that, I mean, I hate to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but Jesus Christ, it makes you believe that these right-wing nutjob media dudes have like marching orders and things they're supposed to say.
It's Fox.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're right.
The FBI and the DOJ have broken the public trust by destroying evidence, defying oversight, and actively trying to bring down the Trump presidency.
So he's outwardly saying that they destroyed those texts.
Wow.
It wasn't a technical glitch. It wasn't they didn't get picked up. It
oh
wasn't
my God.
They switched phones or something. It was, they're destroying evidence. I mean, he's like an ancient Hannity now.
Right.
He's out of his fucking mind.
And they're saying the very existence of those texts, it makes the whole investigation not valid or something.
But listen
it's
to
crazy.
Listen to the disclaimer at the end.
Oversight and actively trying to bring down the Trump presidency. Tonight, there are new concerns that anti-Trump FBI officials formed even a secret society at the FBI to subvert the president after his election.
Concerns.
Right.
There are concerns that there may have been a secret society. Now, here's the real disclaimer.
Yes.
That's according to two Republican lawmakers who've seen some of the thousands of texts between the FBI's Peter Strzok and Lisa Page.
According to two Republican lawmakers.
Oh, my God. I mean, what
so
the
he
fuck?
Talked to Nunes.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, Trey Gowdy or one of his reach-around buds.
And they just told him
and
some
bullshit. Oh, God, you should read these texts.
Oh,
it's
my God.
It's an obvious conspiracy to bring down the president. Can we see them? Oh, no. Oh, they're classified. We're sorry. I can't show you. But, man, you should just believe us.
So all this bullshit evidence they have, no one can ever fucking see it.
Right.
So we're just supposed to take their word for it.
And they even had to rewrite it. In a Nunes memo.
Oh, my God. Fuck off.
And leave out facts and shit.
Oh, yes.
To make it look like this deep state FBI, DOJ conspiracy.
I'm fucking... Whatever.
Even on our Facebook, we put out, WAPO came out with your guide to the anti-FBI conspiracy theories rippling through conservative media. So they list all these different, the dossier,
right,
the memo, the text messages.
I mean, what are we supposed to believe?
The deputy director, Andrew McCabe, they hate him now because he's because his wife ran as a Democrat and got money from Terry McAuliffe. That's it. That's the reason they hate him.
That's
insane. Then they decided that he was involved in whitewashing evil Hillary's crimes.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, I mean, we talked about this before. Is the FBI some big liberal hippie organization that, you know, there's no concern?
Which is ridiculous.
I mean, God, that there's a liberal fucking conspiracy in the FBI.
They're cops.
It's fucking nuts.
They're the po-po.
Yeah, dude. It's like... Trump is dirty as fuck. Just admit it. I don't know who you're trying to fucking fool. What you're trying to fucking... you're talking to Fox viewers. They're dumb as fucking shit.
Malcolm Nance, who's awesome sauce, was on a radio show. Malcolm Nance is a former naval intelligence officer. He's a spy.
Ooh.
And... he literally wrote the book. This guy was way ahead of everybody, and I don't think he gets enough kudos for this.
Yes.
Before the election, he wrote a book about how Russia is stealing our election.
Oh, my God.
How prescient.
Why didn't we take this guy serious? I didn't know that. I mean, you know.
And so here he is on... He's an analyst for MSNBC now.
Yes.
And here he's on radio with... Stephanie Miller.
Okay.
And here he is reacting to Lou Dobbs, you just heard from the Grandpa Simpson of Team Trump.
My problem is that one third of this nation has decided that they will follow a man. Washington himself warned about American tyrants. The founding fathers talked about a president who would become monarch-like.
Right.
And that the three separate but co-equal branches of government would be the guardrails. But now we have the second branch of government. We have the Congress has decided to become the lapdog of a man.
Right.
Not to the Constitution. I stand for the Constitution. I don't know about you guys.
And you didn't have a Fox News when Nixon was around, as people have said. Said Nixon might have survived if Fox News was around.
Roger Ailes said he would create Fox News, all right, he told Nixon that we need our own media, and from it sprung Fox News. And now it has become like a communist propaganda channel.
How chilling are these headlines, in fact, because, you know, Media Matters does a good job, rounding up, obviously there's clips and all that. Sean Hannity, people at the highest level in the DOJ and the FBI must be investigated, must be indicted, and probably many of them thrown in jail.
Yeah, I didn't play that clip.
Damn.
I had that clip, too. I decided to go with Dobbs. Yeah. But Hannity, they need to be investigated. They need to be thrown in jail. The Department of Justice and the FBI, because they're challenging Trump. They're trying to it's a deep state to try to bring down the new president.
It's like a wall of sound of just bullshit. And there's just so much that they're going to say, well, God, there's so much of this story out there. It must be valid. It must be true. There's no way some news organization would spend all fucking day lying to us. Right.
Yeah.
And then you find out when was the last time, what did we say yesterday? When was the last time a real, journalist at Fox News interviewed the
I think that was offline, that we were talking about it.
Crab diving, offline chat.
They all bleed together.
Right. But, he hasn't been interviewed by,
It was Brett Baer at Fox was being interviewed by some other journalist or something. And he was even saying, he's like, hey, don't lump me in with the non-news guys. And yeah. He's talking about Hannity. He's talking about Dobbs. He's talking about...
Ducey, right?
Yeah, the morning. He said, look, we've had no access to the president either. The news side of Fox. He goes on Hannity and gets his cock sucked.
Right.
And or he talks to Jeanine Pirro.
Ducey, yeah, yeah.
But he won't talk. Brett Baird said he yes. won't talk to me. He won't talk to Chris Wallace. We've right. tried. We ask twice a week to get interviews, and they're always turned down. He only goes on the opinion shows
right.
that are going to give him a reach around.
And I'm sure the depressing thing is, I'm sure the ratings on those opinion shows are a lot larger oh, sure. than the ones on the news shows, right? I mean,
yeah. And then that's the only time Trump watches.
Right.
Like, Trump doesn't watch when Chef Smith is on. Trump doesn't watch when Chris Wallace is on.
Right.
When the it would real quote news is on.
It might bum him out.
Yeah. He watches Hannity for yeah. a long, slow blowjob. He watches like Fox and Friends.
How disturbing.
And then he hate watches Morning Joe.
And imagine if Nixon would have went on Fox and talked to Hannity and said, he said, hey, listen, Hannity, I'm not a crook. You know I'm not a crook, right? And Hannity would have said, oh, yeah, Mr. President, X, Y, and Z. Mm. You know?
Here's Malcolm Nance calling it like it is. Right. Saw it a long time ago.
Sean Hannity, people at the highest level in the DOJ and the FBI must be investigated, must be indicted, and probably many of them thrown in jail. Lou Dobbs calls for U.S. Marshals to take top people in the Justice Department and FBI into custody. Lou Dobbs, it may be time to declare war outright against the deep state. Rush Limbaugh, the deep state may have faked Saddam WMD evidence to damage George W. Bush. Sean Hannity accuses the deep state of an attempted coup, says this makes Watergate looks like stealing a Snickers.
Okay, you know, I didn't see that. I saw that Lou Dobbs video last night, but I didn't watch it. And it pays for all of you to keep track of the information that's going on. That statement is dangerous.
Yeah.
I've dedicated my entire life to defending this nation.
Yeah.
And what we have is for someone to call for the U.S. Marshals or the Secret Service, they're literally trying to split law enforcement to consider the FBI as
to cover for Trump. That's the ultimate worst part of it is how low are these scumbags that they're doing this to cover for a loathsome, disgusting, horrific human being that they should just admit we fucked up
right.
and put this asshole in the White House.
They must like what he's doing then. And then you know what I mean? Like, they right. like his America First agenda.
Oh,
they like
Dobbs. The fact Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they like the fact that Trump said Jerusalem should be the capital of Israel, right? All these, you know, they want to be hawkish with North Korea and Iran.
Lou Dobbs will have to have his pacemaker readjusted if Trump ever says the N-word.
Oh, right.
Whoa, Mr. President. Oh, finally.
I mean, it's fucked up. That's how racist and shitty they are. Do they want people deported?
Yeah. So like Malcolm Nance said, you know, he dedicated his whole professional life to this country.
Yeah.
In the Navy. As a naval intelligence right. officer. And these fuckheads.
Fuck yeah.
These Lou Dobbses and these Hannitys right. come along and they're trying to rip the country apart
yeah.
So that they win. They stay in power.
It's like they want America to be what it was before Barack Obama came.
And they
want to
get rid of democracy.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a story out of Texas going to drive you crazy. Let's finish Malcolm Nance here.
Yeah. Secret Service. They're literally trying to split law enforcement to consider the FBI as a subversive element
yeah.
within the government and trying to stoke rebellion. Those words are sedition.
Well, and Malcolm...
Sedition.
Look it up in the dictionary.
Look it up in the dictionary.
Right.
Sedition.
Wow. That is fucking crazy.
Of Lou Dobbs. So I can't wait for Lou Dobbs to bravely take to Twitter.
Oh, my God.
Or he'll, on his show tonight, he'll be like, Malcolm Nance!
I mean, it may be possible that, like, and I'm not... I mean, they're all heinous, but God, do you think some of these right wing nut jobs on Fox really know what they're doing to this country? I mean, how they're fucking it up? I mean, it's like that. Shit
I think
sounds like a
they're
coup.
Ideal. I think they're the real. They're,
they like
the
it.
Real thing. They're evil. They're ideologues. They're white nationalists.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've got a big old hard on for this anti-immigrant, anti-people of color, anti-LGBT, anti-everything but straight white Christian male.
How long? It makes me nuts. How long did it take for us to finally admit, for everyone to come together and say, yeah, Trump's a racist?
most people, you mean?
Yeah,
yeah,
I mean,
there's still a bunch that are defending him.
I don't remember our anybody running for president on the Democratic side saying over and over again, he's racist. He's racist, even though he said racist shit. Yeah. Because that's what it seems like. All this crap's coming down to fucking dirty, evil, fucking racism, and it's heinous.
Texas.
Okay.
Speaking of,
yes,
evil, fucking heinous.
God damn.
Florida is crazy. I mean, where crab diving resides is a crazy fucking state.
Oh yeah.
But goddamn, Texas is nutty.
Yeah, they wanted to have that. If you get an abortion, you got to bury your fetus and have a funeral for it or whatever.
Texas, it's
fucked up.
It seems like Texas Republicans are like smarter versions of Alabama Republicans. Like, wow. The Alabama Republicans just don't seem real bright and always get caught in horrific scandals.
I'm almost a rapist.
This is typical Republican buttfuckery.
Buttfuckery.
The Texas Republicans now have filed a lawsuit to try to get 128 Democrats removed off the primary election ballots.
In Texas?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they're saying that some form wasn't signed by the right person.
Okay.
They got to cheat. They're going to try to remove 128 Democrats off the ballots in 2018.
It's like election fraud or voter fraud bullshit, right?
But these are removing the actual candidates from the process.
You know what'd be better than trying to keep people from voting is just take all the
Democrats, kick them off.
What a bunch of fucking assholes.
Manny Garcia, deputy executive director for Texas Democrats, told Newsweek that this is a frivolous lawsuit.
Yes.
Republicans are trying to undermine enthusiasm among Democrats before the 2018 midterms.
Right.
He emailed Newsweek and said, Republicans can't win at the ballot box. They rigged the election system to hold Texans back. Everywhere.
Right. And at the very least, he gives these dickheads a talking point, you know?
Republicans know Democratic energy is off the charts in 2018. This is a desperate attempt to throw spaghetti at the wall and see what sticks.
It's not a bad idea. You know, in Texas, your base are fucking stupid or idiotic. You know, it might work.
So the Republicans filed a lawsuit.
Fuck you.
Saying that Dallas County Democratic Party Chairwoman Carol Donovan did not directly sign every single primary ballot application.
No shit.
Of 128 local, state, national candidates before sending them to the Texas Secretary of State.
Yes.
So they're all invalid.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot of fucking sense.
Their end goal is to prevent the Democrats from running candidates in the Senate in the primary elections in March. You won't even be able to run.
It's fucking ridiculous. Is there somebody, and there's some adult that can step in and say, you know what, that's not going to happen. That's stupid.
They're talking about how the election code is interpreted. Republicans are squealing that only the Donovan, the Democratic Party chairwoman,
yes,
only she has the power to sign the ballots.
Oh, my God.
Let's shame this person. Oh, Elizabeth Alvarez Bingham, lawyer for Dallas County Republican Party.
Oh, jeez.
Said, the chairman and nobody else has to sign them.
Oh, man. So that invalidates their whole, like, candidacy?
Well, but it's not true. Democrats point to the law.
Oh, wow.
And say the Texas election code says the designations for, quote, delivering, submitting, and filing documents.
Yes.
Of which these count.
Okay.
These are applications that need to be submitted and filed and delivered.
Right.
Reads, quote, a delivery submission or filing with an employee of the authority at the authority's usual place for conducting official business constitutes filing with the authority. You can designate a proxy as long as they work in the same office.
Right.
It's considered delivered by the authority of that office.
And it's a procedural thing, right? It's not right. It's just a fucking thing.
But it just shows how evil and desperate and untoward these Republicans are.
I mean, can they?
They can't win on the merits.
Right.
They can't win on their charms. They have to try to gerrymander, to kick people off the election rolls and make sure as few people vote as possible.
And the shitty thing is, like, this process, you know how it's going to end. They aren't going to get their way because they don't have a leg to stand on. But in the meantime, they get to talk about a bunch of bullshit. And they get to grandstand and look like fucking heroes or martyrs or whatever you want to call it.
The Democrats are cheating. They didn't even do the right filing process.
Oh, my God. It's so fucking ridiculous.
The Republicans, I mean, the Republicans have always been, you know, not my party. But goddamn, they've turned into really mustache twisting, cartoonishly evil.
Yeah.
Tired to the railroad tracks kind of shit. It's really bizarre.
I know. I mean, I know it seems like it's crazier now, but if you look back, I mean, the Iran-Contra scandal, that's all the fucking GOP.
Yeah.
Fucking Bush lied us into a fucking war. All those people are fucking dead. That's bananas. And now we got Trump. I mean, they have a rich history of fucking the country in the fucking asshole. And it's not an equal party. They're evil. They're fucking Krakens. What'd you see? You just made a face.
Pamela Brown at CNN is reporting Trump says he's open to citizenship for Dreamers. A 10 to 12 year pathway for citizenship.
What
They've been
mean?
Here their whole fucking lot. Okay, you can apply, but it's going to take you 10 to 12 years to become a full citizen.
And you got to go through a fucking process.
I'm sure a bunch of ridiculous hoops.
Oh, my God.
Even though you were basically an American.
Right.
And he wants $25 billion for the border wall. I thought it was 14. Now he wants more. Fuck you.
Yeah,
fuck you,
fuck
you, baby.
You. God damn it, Democrats, fucking put your foot up his fucking ass.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, we don't hit you with any advertisements or anything.
We don't hit anybody.
You can buy shit through our Amazon portal. Every time you buy stuff online, if you want to go to Amazon and get their good prices and get that shit delivered in a couple of days.
Right.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little taste, a little nibble.
We get paid,
doesn't
baby.
Doesn't cost you fuck all.
That's right.
Helps us out here. Thanks to those that do. This is... Well,
got 10 to 12 year pathway to citizenship. So what does that even mean? Does that mean for 12 years you're filling out paperwork and you're making appointments and you're doing interviews and shit like that?
I wasn't even going to really talk about this, but Ron Johnson, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Heinous. Knuckle dragger, Tea Party loon from Wisconsin. God, Wisconsin. I don't get it.
Hopefully that guy beats Paul Ryan. What's his name?
There's a lot of nice people in Wisconsin, but God, apparently there's a lot of racist fucks in Wisconsin, too. The Ron Johnson yesterday, for some reason, was on Fox News and claimed, well, he's got an informant in the intelligence world who said there was a secret society within DOJ.
What?
But then when he's been asked more about it, now says he has no comments.
Okay.
He was asked to comment about the new report that Trump, the first time he met Andrew McCabe, the deputy director of the FBI, Trump wanted to know who he voted for.
Well,
and what's with that wife of yours running as a Democrat and getting that money from Terry?
What is it? When they say like there's a secret society in the DOJ, like, what does that mean? Me. Like, is it that they think they want people to think there's like a bunch of guys in a basement and there's candles lit.
Yeah. And sneaky rogue agents who are...
They're summoning Satan.
Making up fake... They're typing fake dossiers up to bring down the president.
Oh, yes. God.
Faking Russian semen.
Oh, really? Is that what you do?
Spraying it all over them, yeah.
We've got synthesized Putin sperm.
No comment. Ron Johnson says...
God, you're saying there's a secret society within the Department of Justice overthrowing our country, but all of it, you suggested it, but all of a sudden you don't have a comment on it. That's a big fucking deal.
Now apparently he's trying to walk back his, I've got an informant that's totally knows about the secret society. Ron Johnson, Republican.
Yes.
Let's hammer that home. Republican. Yes.
Right.
Came his terse response to the Washington Post about Trump's latest flub came amid his own attempts to walk back his comments about an informant.
Okay.
On Wednesday morning, CNN, Manu Raju tweeted that Johnson had clarified his informant comments.
Oh, okay.
So he's on Fox.
Yes.
He goes on Fox. I totally got an informant that proves that there's a secret society trying to bring down Trump.
Well, let's see the informant.
Real reporters talk to him, and he's like, well, you know.
It's crazy to me. Like, somebody could have an informant that says there's a crazy society in the Department of Justice trying to, I don't know, fuck the country up. But you don't want to say who's the informant is. You'd rather protect the identity of that informant instead of getting to the bottom of the secret society.
What Johnson said echoed claims made the previous night on Fox News by Representatives Trey Gowdy and John Ratcliffe, rat shit from Texas.
Ooh, yes.
Who said they'd read text exchanges between the FBI agents discussing a so-called secret society.
Oh, wow.
And I even saw that clip of those two assholes on Fox. And it sounds like the FBI agents who are fucking, I believe, and have a relationship and are joking with each other.
Can you joke
said
with each
something
other?
Like, well, I guess we're officially going to have to start meeting secretly. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Right, right.
And they, when pressed, Ratcliffe admitted on the air he was not sure that any meeting actually ever happened.
Then what is he? What? Where's the evidence of the fucking?
Well, it might.
Oh, my God.
But it might.
Oh, my God. You dickheads.
Manu Raju. What a great name. Tweeted, Ron Johnson tells us his secret society comments were based on an informant and the words used in a Strzok page text exchange. He acknowledges not knowing what they meant and says his focus now is on his committee and the Clinton email scandal.
Oh, okay. Oh, good.
Clinton email. So he's like, you know, the heck with this secret society thing. That's not really important. My focus is on Clinton email.
Then you have to say your evidence for the secret society is bullshit, and I don't think it exists. Because otherwise, I you know, if there is a secret society, I want to find out about it. Don't you?
Here's the exchange. The exchange from Raju talking to Ron Johnson.
Yes.
Republican.
Johnson.
Johnson said, I've heard from an individual that there were FBI agents, management of the FBI. Notice he says management. He qualifies himself. Oh, it's management.
Oh, okay.
Holding meetings off-site.
Oh, my God.
And Manu's question, off-site to do what exactly?
Circle jerk.
And Johnson says, I don't know. But the texts raise an awful lot of questions. It's my responsibility to try to get answers.
I don't know.
It's so sad.
I don't know, but there's lots of questions.
Jeez. Yet to all the old white-haired moron Fox watchers,
that's enough.
It's gospel.
Absolutely.
What Trey Gowdy, Draco Malfoy LARPer, Trey Gowdy said on Fox is gospel. There was a secret society meeting that's trying, in the FBI and the Department of Justice, trying to bring down Trump.
Dude, I mean, you think about the smear of Hillary Clinton over the how many years? A couple of decades.
30 plus years.
That kind of shit just lays the groundwork for this, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Everybody's assumed she's dirty and assumed she's fucking horrible and corrupt and shit.
Moving on.
God.
We tweeted and put on our social medias a story, a long story. It's worth the read, though. I read it in Bloomberg. About Trump's relationship with Theresa May, the UK prime minister.
Well, he held
and that, like,
hand.
That first meeting, they didn't know what to expect. And, and at one point when they were doing the autopsy of what had happened, her people and her, and they were talking to her about what happened and everything. And she says, well, I do believe at one point he held my hand. And they were all like, oh, my God, when? It's not on camera, is it?
Oh, my God, it is.
And she's like, well, it may have been. So they're like, you that idiot, you let yourself be seen with that idiot holding your hand.
Oh, my God.
This is what he's seen as to our basically our closest ally.
Well, it's bizarre.
So, but one of the key points from the article, among many, it's a really interesting read about the British, you know, what's going on with the British politics of it.
Right,
as Theresa
right.
May, who is a right-wing nut job,
yeah,
a Brexiter,
yeah.
Tries to distance herself from Trump. She's like, I'm not that bad.
Yeah. Brexit.
Yeah.
I mean, did the UK, they're not as crazy as we are, right? I mean,
anyways.
God.
It says in a Bloomberg article on Trump's relationship with May, former May strategy director Chris Wilkins, so he worked for Theresa May,
okay.
strategy director.
Right.
Whatever that means.
Whatever.
Says, quote, Trump turned to May and told her he believed there were parts of London that were effectively no-go areas due to the number of Islamic extremists during a meeting they had. Claims that May pushed back.
Right.
And spoke up to correct him. But when I was reading the article, it said that really she can't get a word in edgewise anytime she talks to him.
With Trump.
That she says a half a sentence and he goes off and pontificates for 20 minutes. And then she's like, God. Well, but actually I think that, oh, you know, did you see the crowd sizes at my inauguration? It was huge.
Oh, my God.
And Hillary, did you see what she was wearing?
I mean, so like when these dickheads are talking about these no-go zones, that means like
Muslim neighborhoods where Sharia has taken over and white people can't go. White women are going to be raped and infidels are going to have their heads chopped off.
That is.
And the police won't go. That's where they claim.
Yeah, that's fucked up. I mean, God, GOP, you should be disgusted with yourself. Bobby Jindal and Trump. Like, that makes it sound.
But he brings that up to the prime minister.
So, Theresa. I understand you got no-go zones in that country of yours.
It's what Fox talks about and all these right-wing nut jobs talk about that he listens to all the time.
Right.
And you know what I mean?
No, actually, we don't.
We got a guy who's president who walks around and makes small talk based off, like, I don't know, what fucking Alex Jones might say. Or Limbaugh or something. It's a nightmare.
Elsewhere in the story, they say that Trump berated Theresa May for the unfair treatment he receives in the UK press.
Oh, yes. Right. Well, he wants the whole fucking thing,
and
right?
that he refuses to set foot in the country until she could guarantee that he would not be greeted with mass protests.
Well, she's not a super person. She's not, you know.
He thinks everybody's Putin. His hero.
Right.
He really, and Duterte, and these other, Kim Jong-un, who is a love-hate relationship with.
Yeah, yeah.
He really does. He thinks that everybody that runs a country is this totalitarian king or queen.
Well, I mean, his disappointment about being president, I mean, one of the disappointing things has to be that I imagine he's probably, you know, jerked off to the idea of arriving in London, you know.
Oh, the state. That's why they.
Oh my God.
That's in that article too. There's a long about the fight that they were having amongst themselves over whether to invite him for a state visit because they're like he's a horrible, heinous racist,
right.
Disgusting xenophobe, liar, pussy grabber.
Oh my
we're
God!
We're not giving him a state. He's not riding in the princess carriage with the queen.
But that's all he wants. You're taking away the one thing he wants.
Well, right, and then but Theresa May and the others were like. But that'll make us, he'll like us, but it'll make him happy.
It will. She's right. That'll fucking thrill him.
They were hoping to just flashbang him like Macron brilliantly did in Paris. Oh, Trump's coming. We'll get him to shut the fuck up. We'll parade the military for him.
Oh,
we're going to take him to fucking Versailles and roll out the, well, they didn't.
We'll but compliment we're gonna roll, his electoral win, right?
Huh?
We'll compliment his fucking electoral win.
Oh,
suck
so
his dick.
Big. Oh, your electoral victory was so huge, Mr. President.
Oh, oui, oui, baby. Have a croissant.
So, yeah, he was whining and pissing and moaning. That how dare I don't like the press in your country. Why can't you do something about it? I'm not coming there until you make sure there's no protests.
Yeah, right. Good luck. And good luck with getting a visit to see the fucking queen.
According to Bloomberg, May responded saying such treatment is simply the way the British press operate. Yeah, right. They don't put up with fucking shit.
They don't. You listen to a guy, you know, that's so true. You listen to an interview like on the BBC.
They're not respectful in the least bit. No,
I love when they interview American politicians. You can always hear them. They're like,
Wasn't it? It was Jindal. Remember when Bobby Jindal was over there?
Yeah.
And the British press got a hold of him about his no-go zone bullshit. Yeah. Well, have you actually seen any of them? Have you been to them? Because I've been to Birmingham, and I understand. I think it's a lovely place.
Right.
Where are exactly these no-go zones?
And Jindal's
like,
say,
it's been all over the news. You know about it. And they're like, no, actually, where? Show us.
Yeah.
Can you show us where in reputable news?
And I mean,
then he slithers off.
The thing with the GOP is the shit they lie about.
Yeah.
If it existed, we would all need to know about it. That's the thing. I mean, you would want to. I mean, if no-go zones really existed, it would further Bobby Jindal's cause to show you where the fuck they are.
So Theresa May said, well, that's the way the British press operate, and there wasn't much she could do.
Yeah.
From Bloomberg. In the secure bunker underneath the prime minister's office, her advisors listened into the call in astonishment at Trump's demand.
God damn.
They're all looking at each other like, did he just say, you have to make sure there's no protests before I'll come to your country?
Good God. What the fuck?
Oh, man.
Got his?
I'm sorry.
I mean, just the idea of what Trump's expectations were about
for everything. President.
Well, you know, he didn't think he was going to win.
He would be the boy king.
Yeah.
God. Katie Perrior, P-E-R-R-I-O-R.
Oh, wee wee.
Theresa May's former communications director said that she now regrets her boss's decision, former boss's decision, to offer a state invitation.
Okay.
Quote, it was clear to me and others at the time that an offer of a state visit to the president, to President Trump, was over the top and unnecessary.
I think that's being kind. They don't want a state visit for this guy because they don't want to endorse his shitty fucking policies.
Well, and the queen does not want to shake his hand.
We
are not shaking his hand that has touched pussy.
And the person marrying Prince Harry is not having it. What's her name? Meghan What's-Her-Face? She's a big liberal and an activist. She's not
Yeah, I forget her name already.
She will not tolerate that. She's not going to tolerate that shit. What's her name?
And she's part black.
Shh. Oh, shit,
there's
guys.
There's some Brits that are not happy about that.
Oh, my God.
Can
grow
you imagine
up.
That? It's 2018, and there in are England? Brits that are like, oh, my God, the royals are marrying into mudblood.
That the royals exist is kind of insane, right?
Right.
I mean, come on.
Right. Jeez. Let's see what else is going on here. Meghan Markle.
Ah, damn it. You typed faster than I did.
So, yeah, that's worth a read. Check out that Bloomberg article on our Facebook.
Yeah.
I think I tweeted out, too, that about Trump's relationship with Theresa May and the Brits. It's really... Nobody knows what to do with him. Nobody knows what to do with him.
Because when he shows up, they're just going to protest this motherfucker.
I don't think I pulled it, but right before we came on, I saw another story that's basically like, he's being exactly what we thought. He's a massive embarrassment at Davos.
Right.
Everybody hates him.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to talk with him. People are seen like, he approaches them and they're like, oh, nice to meet you, Mr. President. Blah, 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 and they bail. Nobody wants
the
to talk
fucking
to
guy.
Him.
I mean, that's why he visited Poland and they made sure. See, in Poland,
well,
they
stayed because
shit.
The people like him are in charge in Poland
now. He's like, why can't you do what they did in Poland?
They're losing their democracy over there. Except the Polish people aren't fucking around. Millions took to the streets when they tried to pass something like weakening the Supreme Court or something. It would be like if the Republicans took over here and decided to pass a law that said, the Supreme Court, we don't need them.
God, right.
We're the ultimate authority of the law.
Shit.
And the Polish people finally took to the streets like in the millions to the point where they couldn't even, put out their jackboot thugs and try to even think about putting it down. And they won.
Right.
The evil dictator wannabe Trump clone, Erdogan clone.
Yeah, yeah.
That are injecting themselves into these democracies that are trying to destroy them. He conceded. They had to give some concessions.
Good.
But they won on the same platform in Poland.
Yeah.
Look at all the Muslims that are destroying our country. They're letting all these Muslims in. They're destroying the country. They're raping your daughters.
I mean, it's crazy, you know, that any of this happens anyway. But in fucking Europe, how do you even tolerate a guy who's running as an authoritarian
generations,
strongman?
It's a couple generations later, and they've forgotten.
And we've forgotten, right? Yeah. We, you know, you know, I don't know. That whole election we had, everybody should have been more freaked out by this guy running for president. Oh, just being so outwardly racist and fucking evil.
Look at the time. Thanks for joining us, everybody, on this Wednesday. We do this every goddamn weekday. Yes. Don't forget, from 2 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern live.
Time flies when you're covering an authoritarian.
We're on iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com.
Yay.
As a podcast. Don't forget and share us and thumbs up and all that stuff.
Tell your friends about our fucking show.
I'm going to save this for tomorrow. I'm going to tease this. Alex Jones is apparently doing a new book.
A book?
Co-writing a book with, I'm not going to open it, but it's some alt-right pickup artist. Some guy who literally wrote like The Game or something like that.
Pick up women.
Some famous how to be mean to women and pick them up and get them to like you, basically.
Anti-cook.
Treat them like shit. That's what they like.
Yeah, sure. Oh my God.
But somebody got a hold of the book proposal.
Oh my
God. That they were shopping around.
Is it heinous?
And it's supposed to be like the most, it says Alex, the headline says Alex Jones's book proposal is the most Alex Jones of all book proposals.
Oh, wow.
So it's exactly what you think. We'll tease that for tomorrow. We'll read a little bit of the book proposal from Alex Jones.
I can't wait for that.
We can read a couple of these. This is out of Alternet.
Yes. Read that website. It's a good one.
The, 9 bonkers incidents from Michael Wolff's book that mainstream media totally missed.
Okay.
From Fire and Fury.
Yes.
Most recently we talked about it with the whole Nikki Haley possible porkage going on.
Porkage. congrats on the porkage, Nikki Haley, or the alleged porkage.
Here are some of the most disturbing and fascinating claims.
Yeah.
Number one, Ann Coulter tried to stop Trump from employing his children.
Wow.
In defiance of law and tone and everybody's disbelieving looks, the president seemed intent on surrounding himself in the White House with his family. The Trumps, all of them, except for his wife, who mystifyingly was staying in New York, were moving in. It's not mystifying at all.
Yeah, yeah. He's a load.
All of them set to assume responsibilities similar to their status in the Trump organization without anyone apparently counseling against it.
Oh, my God.
But one far-right figure was dead set against Trump's plan to include his family. Wolf writes, Trump supporter Ann Coulter took the president-elect aside, which is terrifying that she has his ear.
Oh, my God.
And said, nobody is apparently telling you this, but you can't. You just can't hire your children.
Why would she be against this?
Even she sees that it can't be done. You can't do that. That's not how it works here.
And this will get in the way of, like, his America First racism and everything. Yeah.
let's see. We can read a couple more. Number two. Jared Kushner is the victim of anti-Semitism in the White House.
Wow.
Trump has a strong tendency to reduce people to their ethnic identities.
His own
son-in-law doesn't escape his bigotry as Trump applied Jewish stereotyping to his own family.
He's such an asshole, man. I mean,
former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger explained at one point, in the Trump White House, it's a war between the Jews and the non-Jews.
Good God.
The coding of globalism and financial language in Trumpism create a silent tension in which anti-Semitic populists quietly fight against perceived Jewish globalist elements in the White House. Javanka, go over to Breitbart.
God damn.
Javanka. I mean, the globalist bankers.
If Trump says shitty and derogatory things about his his fucking son-in-law's ethnicity, just imagine how he feels about fuckers he doesn't even know. You know, like,
yeah.
God, what? You're like, and he's like, what you said? He's like Archie Bunker, but without Edith. He's Archie Bunker on steroids, but without Edith.
Right.
Melania's Edith.
No, she's not.
She's not Edith. I don't know what she is.
Melania's not Edith.
She's nothing.
Okay, we got a couple seconds left. This one is this drives me crazy because this could get done. Number three, Trump's preferred health care solution.
Yes.
Is Medicare for everybody.
Wow.
The president had to be coached by right-wing handlers to prevent him from embracing socialized medicine.
Oh, my God.
All things considered, he probably preferred the notion of more people having health insurance and few people having it. He was, even when push came to shove, rather more for Obamacare than for repealing it.
What the Wolf fuck, writes. Then?
He said, why can't Medicare simply cover everybody? Trump had impatiently wondered aloud during one discussion with aides, all of whom were careful not to react to this heresy.
Oh, shit. How disturbing, man. How fucking disturbing.
It's like, even Trump sees that it would be cheaper,
right,
in the long run and more humane for everybody to have health care.
And then he doesn't have to talk about it anymore. That's probably where this is coming from.
And it could be a combined system, too. It doesn't. I saw comments today. You know, Bernie Sanders had a town hall meeting last night.
Yes.
About Medicare for all. Welcoming all questions. And a couple of the moron comments I saw online were, well, that means I can't have my good doctor insurance anymore. No, you still will be able to.
You can combine it.
You're not going to be forced into Medicare for all. There will still be private doctors. There's private doctors in Canada. There's private doctors in England.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they have socialized medicines. You rich fucks can go get your fancy white doctors.
Yes, you can have your abortions and your designer fucking titty jobs and whatever the fuck you want.
Oh, God, we got to go. But there was another story we'll talk about later. Interviewing doctors and like emergency room people and hospital personnel and the racism they face and the sexism. Like, can I have a man doctor operate on me kind of shit? Or no, you look like you want to blow up a building. I don't want you touching me. Can I have a white doctor?
Oh, my God.
This is Trump's America.
How nice.
Somebody trying to save your fucking life.
What the fuck?
We're going to be back tomorrow, everybody, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7. We got to go. Ryan's on Instagram and Twitter at RatedRComedy, or go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everyone. Back with more of this bullshit tomorrow. Strap in.
TTF it.
Well, they found them a girl going to do it real good.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.